We are here at the Library Center on Sunday, March 7th, 2010. This is part of the Big Read for the Library. The name of our presenter today is Kenna Wiggins, and she's going to begin.
My mother, Dorothy Louise Tilly Wyke, was a bohemian at heart. An artist and poet to her core, she struggled with domestic constraints all her life. A child of the Great Depression, she grew up in the most impoverished part of Appalachia. Her clothes came from Goodwill packages or from feed sacks bought yearly for her family's hardscrabble farm. Electric lights didn't make it up her road until an August evening in 1948, when her father decreed, "By golly, the house looks like the Waldorf Astoria." So my mother grew up reading by oil lamp, or else by filtered sunlight as she devoured books in a hollowed-out tree. She also read on the front porch rail, reciting her brother's love letters loudly as he returned from the fields at the end of the day. But she read, she dreamed, and she was a brilliant student, top of her class in high school and college. In college, she could afford only one cola in all 4 years, a fact she often shared later with her spoiled children. She also entered a contest during World War II to win a pair of nylon hosiery. The idea was to put as many dots as possible into a 1-inch square. By the oil lamp, she drew those dots, straining her eyes, and won the stockings. After college, she became an art supervisor for a downstate city school system. Living with friends, sharing girlish giggles. In that magical year, she drew books of pictures, painted a gallery of watercolors and oils, wrote poetry. Her creative mind was never still. By all accounts, she was carefree and fun, loving single life in the city. But then she bowed to the times and married the only man she had ever dated, returned to the mountains, and became a mother 4 times. The painting stopped, the writing stopped, her teaching stopped. She became a full-time mother ill-suited to domestic life. She didn't drive. She hardly cooked. She couldn't sew. She shunned social groups. We children are often in fear of her flashing temper. Once, she said she wanted to walk on railroad tracks until she ran into a train, so she could feel something. She learned to drive when I did, then practiced the route to the town's middle school and returned to the classroom when my baby sister started school. In the classroom, Mom was a master teacher, alive in her literature, demanding and getting the best from her students. Once she even entered a bar to pull out one of her underage students. At home, she disappeared into her room, where she graded tests and planned lessons until her bedtime every night for years. Then, finally, we were grown and out of the house. She decided one winter night to retire, and she never went back into the classroom. The painting never returned, but the writing began. The muse visited at night, so Mom kept a notebook pad by her bed. The poems flowed from her mind, poems of a secret life, a dream life of laughter and yearning, joy and heartbreak, and stolen kisses from a love we had always suspected but never could prove. These revelations became clear when my father collected all my mother's poems into a book that he published after her death. This was a sacrificial labor of love for him. Oh, and what a treasure! My mother's poems could stand up against Dickinson's in their simplicity of style and wealth of meaning. In those poems, the mother I never knew, the person, came to light. One of my mother's poems expresses the tenuousness of the relationships in her life, specifically that of mother-daughter. Gossamer. This mother-daughter thread is so fragile. My mother, my daughter, two ways there. To let it stretch just far enough, but not to break. But not to break. Another verse captures her longing for her youthful hopes. You kissed me once, but that will last for all eternity, until the stars throw down their spears and time removes the sea. Mom's life is now more vibrant than when she lived. Oh, that she could have led the adventurous life of her dreams.
Recorded as part of the Springfield Greene County Library District's 2010 Big Read. For more information, contact the library at 417-883-5366 or visit us on the web at thelibrary.org.